take stock of who is here, Richie.
Roberta and Jennifer and you and myself are here today.
Everybody say here and hi.
Here and hi.
It's a 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Canadians say they're going to get rid of their penny. They have had enough. And I say we ought to do the same thing in America. We ought not to. There is nothing more annoying.
No.
Nothing more annoying than having 4 pennies in your pocket.
Right.
Does that sound, maybe I'm over the top.
Better than no pennies.
Well, yeah, but what's the point? What do you do with it? What do you... You leave the thing at the garage or whatever it is, and somebody else picks it up.
Your prices get rounded off.
Yep. I have at the dairy store.
Do you want to pay 2 and 3 cents more for everything you buy?
Yep.
Gas.
Yeah, no, I want a 2 or 3 cent discount on everything.
How are you going to do gas?
I'm going to have a lot of bad food, and I'll have plenty of gas, Rich. Thanks for
that, Brad. There you go. Let's say gas is $1.98 a gallon.
Yeah.
Or $1.96 a gallon.
You think they're going to
round down?
The law changes it, moves it, everything down. Automatic decrease in prices.
I say
the government's taking over everything. Let's just pass a law.
I say that
you can only charge this much.
The law says if you're in between the nickel, 2.4, you go down. If you're 2.6, you go up.
Yeah, you can do
that. And you know everybody's going to price it so that it's 2.6, so you're going to end up paying a nickel more for everything you buy.
Yeah, for today. It'll even out down the road. It always evens out. Sooner or later down the road.
It will bring down the economy of the world, though.
Nope.
You cannot do this.
Deal with the pennies, okay?
The penny is important.
We're crying out loud.
The end of the world will come with the end of the penny.
Don't mess with the penny,
At 11.
Lincoln is watching.
Yeah, I know he is. Lincoln is thinking.
He's going to stomp all over you if you get
rid of
the penny.
Lincoln is thinking this is stinking. What a stinking mess this is. Lincoln is thinking. Okay, so is this a good idea or not? Apparently, Richie thinks not. Jennifer, what do you think?
No. Save your pennies and take them to Coinstar.
Roberta, you want to have a star? You agree with
Boss? I absolutely detest pennies.
Ah, there we go.
In fact, when cashiers offer to give me pennies, I say, please, no.
No.
Are you
kidding?
Round it up to the nearest nickel.
I'm way too important to carry pennies around.
Here's what I do.
It's bad enough having to carry all this, the weight of the change. In fact, I usually, every night, I take my change and I throw it in a jar.
You pitiful little woman.
I will not carry change around.
I have change.
But you'd be surprised how it adds up.
Yeah.
Well, that change really.
I got $40 worth of quarters sitting on my
counter. So what are you complaining about? Pennies add up too.
But pennies, no.
All right. So here's what I do. I at the store.
I can't wait till I can throw.
Can I finish my problem?
No.
Are you trying to say something?
I am trying to say something as the host of the program. I am trying to say something. Yeah.
Right. I'm open up my soda that I paid 99 cents for and got a penny back.
Yeah. So the idea here is to sort of brings some sanity to the prices of things, the dollar store instead of the 99-cent store.
Right.
I have at the farm store 2 prices, either an even dollar or 50 cents. That's it. Ice cream cones, $1, $2, $2.50, $3, that's it. Buy a quarter of ice cream, $5.50. If you want to buy a bottle of milk, it's $9.
You're leaving 45 cents on the table, brother.
I may be leaving 45 cents on the table, but you know what? Okay, so then I'll up my price by 50 cents.
Right, and
I'm doing that.
In somebody's mind, there's no difference between 5.50 and 5.95.
Yeah.
So how many how many gallons of those do you sell where you're leaving 45 cents? How many gallons of ice cream do you sell?
Gallons? We don't sell by the gallon. You buy it by the quart, and it's 5.50.
Okay, how many of those quarts do you sell a week?
It depends on the time of year.
And then multiply that by 45 cents.
Yeah, we're probably
losing. That's how much money you're leaving on the table.
All right. So you think then I would change it.
So not only are you killing the economy of the world by getting rid of the penny, but you're also leaving money on the table.
I'm screwing myself, okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm helping out lots of people by giving them inexpensive products that are worth a lot more than what we're charging them for.
Congratulations, you're a real humanitarian.
However, the milk, that's not the case. The milk is $9 a quart, $9 a gallon.
Yeah, you're not leaving any money.
I'm not leaving any money. But the rest of the stuff is a bargain.
But where else are you going to get raw milk?
You aren't going to around me. As a matter of fact, you're not even going to get the good ice cream that we have there. It's so rich and delicious.
Yeah, I want to try some
and
ice cream.
Nutritious. That sounds like this is an ad for it.
Save my pennies and buy a ticket so there I can
you
come
go.
Up and try
Richie,
your ice cream.
Put your pennies away.
Yeah.
What are we going to say now? A nickel for your thoughts?
Yeah.
Remember the old expression, a penny for your thoughts, Roberta?
Let's see, now you have to determine whether your thought is worth 2.4 cents or 2.6 cents.
My thought, my thoughts are worth a nickel.
I'm gonna start a penny club.
See, you just broke your own rule. You said everybody would round down at being at 2.4 cents and lower, which would make your thought worthless.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, according to you, many of them are anyway.
Thank God we've had this conversation.
Doesn't really make any difference.
Wow, that was 12 minutes. I can't get back.
Uh-huh. Gone. What's the image in your mind now, ladies and gentlemen? Nigga, what else do we have pennies? Well, by the way, Jennifer, that pie on your desk.
You had some, didn't you? I can tell you've been eating.
I had but I took a circle out of the middle so it wouldn't spoil
the
shape of the rest of
the pieces. How am I going to put a candle in that? That was from my aunt for my birthday. You should have taken a slice.
You have to, you put three candles around it because you're celebrating your 33rd birthday.
Now a donut pie.
Why would you eat the middle of a pie, and how do you eat that?
That's the best part. He knows.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, well, I don't know about the best part, but it was.
Why can't you
just
cut a slice
of you? Because I didn't want to take that much. I didn't want to affect the outcome of how it was to be distributed. See, I was thinking
you're actually doing a good thing for me because I'm trying not to eat it because
okay, then would you like me to go back and have a little more to help you out a little bit more?
No, it saved me a piece.
Don't you think it's kind of gross when you leave food out, Jennifer, and the overnight? Because, you know, we're in
the early morning program.
Right. Yeah. Well, no. Before you get there, the overnight crew is there.
No,
then you come back the next day.
They don't show up unless I'm here, and they don't show up sometimes even when I am.
Even when you are there.
Okay, so here we're 24/7. Somebody's always here. You know, 20 people, whatever it is.
Right.
And you leave the we had a staff lunch.
This has been the problem forever. You leave things in the overnight. Guy comes in, cleans out the refrigerator.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Usually it's Tomas, our nighttime engineer, will take care. He's like the vacuum.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Those guys, because this is why. Nathan used to tell us, our old producer that worked the overnights and got the show ready for us overnights. Mm-hmm. Nathan would say, always forget about the night guy, huh?
Yeah.
So whenever you would leave food, it would be like, oh, they finally took care of the night guy. Good. I'm going to eat everything.
And he did, by the way. You can look at him and know he was doing that. Coming up later in the hour, is it appropriate for a mother to put hot sauce on her son's tongue because he did not tell the truth?
Wow.
Also, in a moment, the plastic pellet problem at a Virginia school and how that's being resolved or not. It's 13 after the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%. The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Something bouncy. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, purchase $50 in HP ink and get a free 10-pack of Duracell AA batteries. A $7.49 value valid through February 5th, $50 before taxes. Ink claim based on survey of select Office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Go, 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 la, 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 la. All right, so here's the story. For those of you who have not heard what happened to Andrew Mikkel, M-I-K-E-L, he admitted that he did something that wasn't too smart. He apparently doesn't get a lot of attention at home. That's where I'd read this thing. So he brought some plastic tubing to school, and he found some small plastic pellets. And he was blowing them at fellow students in lunchtime. He got, one day, three hits.
So high-tech spitballs.
Yeah, basically.
Right. So the school district sees this as more than a prank. School officials have a meeting, and they decide to expel him for possession and use of a weapon.
How old is this person?
14 years old.
Okay. Mm.
They call the sheriff to the scene. Father and mother come to the scene. He is a freshman in high school, charged with three counts of misdemeanor assault. School officials declined to comment documents that the school produced when his father filed a Freedom of Information Act request show that there was much division in the school system about this. There is a new law, another federal law, called the Gun-Free Schools Act, which mandates that schools expel students who take any kind of weaponry to class, including projectile weapons, which is what they called this thing.
Like a launcher of some kind?
This is, it's called a projectile, according to school officials.
Well, then out he goes.
He was, by the way, the tube came from a pen casing.
Oh, okay.
And the plastic came from broken up little pieces of plastic forks, the end of the plastic fork.
Oh, well, we used to do that all the time.
Of course.
Take pens, take out the middle and make them.
The school department said in their official release, we have an obligation to protect the students in our building from others who pose a threat to their safety, their learning environment, and their well-being. The school hearing officer wrote to administrators that he was not at all comfortable expelling or suspending this student for the remainder of the year. Officials insisted that that happened. The father appealed the case. School board three-member disciplinary committee upheld the child is out of school for the rest of the year.
Oh,
ridiculous.
So there are now civil liberties advocates pointing to the case, saying this is excessive use of zero tolerance.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous,
stupid,
beyond belief.
Yeah.
Another case of governmental rules and regulations running amok.
We always got suspended for this kind of stuff, and then you came back after two, three, 4 days. And
you get suspended for spitballs?
If you were shooting plastic and you hit somebody in the back of the head, they'd send you to the office. They could suspend you, sure.
There's a lot of flexibility in this.
Spitballs, you just go sit in a corner.
These people need to have a little less testosterone in their system, it seems to me, all of them. 21 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet at affinitydiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed. From affinitydiet.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You buy.
For our birthday overview for this Thursday, the 3rd of February, starting off with the Hollies, great English group from the 60s and the early 70s.
Great storytellers.
Eric was a bass player with the Hollies. He's 69 today.
What'd you say, Richard? Great storytellers. All the
good songs.
Bus Stop is one good of the story. Great rock and roll stories of all time.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. Say happy birthday to Mr. Haydock. Don't remember ever hearing about him before, but it's nice to acknowledge him on his 69. 1 year younger, Temptation singer Dennis Edwards. He's a Temptation singer. He's got to be from the Temptations. One of their 12 number one songs, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. 68 today. Dave Davies is the guitarist with the Kinks, Richie.
Yes, he is.
64 today. You really got me. Right here, Richie. From the era of Woodstock and still entertaining today, concerts all around the country. She still sounds at 64 the same as she did when she was 24.
No.
Melanie
song
Safra.
Song will be in my head for days now.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
Watch it. This is Doug's friend and neighbor.
I love her, but she infects my brain.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing. Remember that, like the old Doug Steffen jingle.
That would get me, too.
Melanie. That'll help you get out of a generation.
All right, here we go. This is Lal Fallhurst's birthday, keyboardist with The Cure. Nice English group.
Bo Ryder is the other one they
did. Yeah. Friday, I'm in love. All right, let's see here. Who else do we have? Jessica Harp from The Wreckers is 29 today.
Here we go.
Like that? Also having a birthday today, Morgan Fairchild, real name Patsy McClenny. It's 1950 from Dallas.
Falcon Crest.
Other things.
Falcon Crest.
Yep. Fred Lynn, great baseball player with the Red Sox, is having his 49 years old today. Who else do we have? Maura Tierney from, let's see, what was she was on ER, probably known best for that, but in the new show this year. She's 46 today.
She did a bout with cancer.
Yep, she had breast cancer. Yep, right, exactly. All right, Jennifer Lopez in the news today as well. Not just because of her being on American Idol, but it seems that last night when she got home in her mailbox was a letter from the White House. And the letter said, please come enjoy the Super Bowl with your husband and Michelle and me. And the kids. Obama invited Jennifer Lopez, Lopez and Mark Anthony to watch the Super Bowl with him this Sunday. I didn't get an invitation. Richie, did you get an invitation?
No. And I live close. There's
Roberta,
no excuse.
What about you?
No, I didn't either.
I would have even brought some chips.
Yeah, I would have brought, popcorn and some Metafast meals. I would have brought some Metafast meals.
I gotta think Obama's got an eye for the ladies like Clinton, except he's not. He's not quite as silly.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go to J-Lo's house and hang out at her house while she's at the White House. I'm gonna eat all of her chips and dip.
Good idea, Richie. Sounds like an excellent idea. Anybody else know who else is invited to the White House to watch the Super Bowl? Or is this just one? Yeah, have they loom downstairs in the basement next to the bowling alley and the swimming pool where they do all of the.
Bowling alley's still there?
I think Bush had it taken out to put a track in down there.
Oh, really?
I think that was the case.
I don't think the bowling alley's still there.
Yeah. All right, so Jennifer, Kayla, why did they invite Randy the dog?
Sing it, see it, read it. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Millions of people are learning to read without textbooks or teachers. 9 years ago, India's national TV network added same language subtitles to the popular music videos it broadcasts each week. As the stars sing, the lyrics run across the screen in Hindi. People sing along and even copy down the words. Then it's easy to figure out what you're reading without a teacher. Now a researcher reports newspaper reading has gone up 50% in some of India's poorest places, and fewer kids are dropping out of school. The network estimates this program change costs about 1 cent per person a year, and the payoff is huge. Most regular viewers' literacy skills improved in 6 months, and same language subtitles may soon roll out in South Africa, Rwanda, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct!
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's a good day to live up to my reputation. It's a good day to free us up and scar the nation. No matter what you say,
no matter what you say. Lots of stories about children, families, school, all that good stuff, and reality. By the way, there is, and let's see if we can get a little more information, but you can find information in the background on how politicians want to create an official no-cussing week. This is how your tax dollars are being used, folks. Let's have a no-cussing week officially. It would be against the law to cuss. That ought to be good. That's one more way the government can get its fingers and whatever into your ears. All right, so we were talking earlier about this 14-year-old boy who got expelled from school in a township in Virginia. All right, so this is Andrew McKell's problem. He had a little straw, and he made he used a plastic tube that came from the lunchroom, the forks came from the lunchroom. The pen was from class, took it apart, made a little thing that he, three different pellets he blew at his friends in the lunchroom. And somehow somebody saw it, and they said, this is terrible. He got brought to the school, mandatory, what's this board? And then they threw him out, and everybody has upheld their right to protect the children in the school. All right, so that's incident number one. Here's another one. A 7-year-old child shot a Nerf-style toy gun in his school. Nobody was hurt, but the shooter is now facing misdemeanor criminal charges. Mm. Police began an investigation into the quote-unquote suspicious activity at the education center after school officials alerted them to this incident with a 7-year-old. The gun the child brought to school was a $5 toy gun, similar to a Nerf gun.
Right.
Shooting ping-pong balls, that sort of thing. The officials, including the school superintendent, says there was no evidence of anybody being threatened. The child's mother said that she didn't even know. Excuse me, her son brought the...
Brought the gun to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You okay over there?
Yeah.
I'm having a little too much of that pie, Jennifer. That's the problem. So the superintendent says, quote, "We are just very vigilant. We feel that if we draw a very strict line, then we have much less to worry about when it comes to children bringing something dangerous." So then there's a bunch of comments here from parents that sort of surprised me. One parent said that she agreed with the policy. I'd rather be dealt with more severely than not. I'd rather they go a bit further and make sure that everybody is safe. Do you realize how nuts we are, how we become so afraid of everything?
A nerf,
the news media
dart
has killed this country. We are a bunch of wimps. This child is a nice child, good student. He was playing. For God's sakes, use your... If you've got no GD common sense at all, none. Zero. And we isn't like these things are isolated. I bet you we've talked about 14 or 15 of these since the school season began this year. This kind of stuff. The only one that I think has any merit at all is the kid who came into school with a gun in his bag and it dropped on the floor and went off and he shot a couple of kids. That kid should go to jail, and so should his parents. Okay, so from that point...
Definitely the parents.
Yeah. How did he get this gun in the first place to put it in his bag and bring it to school? All right, so I just, you know, the comments, help yourself if you want to. 800-510-8255. There is a lot of sensitivity to this. School shootings, what happened in Arizona. But to charge a seven-year-old like this, come on. Who's really serious about that? The police and their waste of time. Why don't they go after the real criminals?
Right, what are you doing to the kid? How is this going to affect the
kid? It'll ruin the kid's life, at least for a number of years. The kids are going to make fun of him.
Well, now he's going to have to go to a new school,
he's
make
be
friends.
Taught why he shouldn't bring fake guns to school. It's a Nerf gun, paint guns. You can see those paint guns all over the place. Now, does using them teach kids to be violent? If they're going to graduate, like, from marijuana to cocaine, they're going to graduate from a Nerf gun to a 36 special or something? A 38 special? What kind of a...
38.
38, thank you, Rich. Is that what's going to happen? Go from the Nerf gun to the shotgun, right? Or the automatic gun. That's what's going to happen. He's got a Nerf gun, and tomorrow he's going to bring an automatic weapon to class. Come on. Come on. Common sense. It is just...
Are you okay?
That's when you pull your kid out and you just say, you know what, keep your school. I'm sending my kid
I'm
to private school.
This kid, screw you and this stupid mule ass that you rode into town on.
Wow.
All right. This is really... stuff way over the top.
Settle down there, big guy.
Way over the top. Okay, you want to... there's two other things that have to do. We spent a lot of time talking about family stuff, and unfortunately, some of it isn't good. Some of it is what we would say the distortions of life in America in the year 2011. Here's the story of this case of a mother. And, Richie, we have the audio from Dr. Phil, the wife of an Anchorage, Alaska police officer. The husband and the wife, two years ago, adopted a set of twins from Russia. First mistake. You can't, by the time you're five, whether you're Russian, American, wherever you come from, time you're five, you're pretty much who you're going to be. These kids came from a family in Russia that was completely disrupted. They're distorted. How do you bring them in at five and expect them to adapt and fall into American culture? It ain't going to happen. So this kid's out of control. So this wife decides that the kid's doing all kinds of outrageous things, including lying about everything. So the mother puts hot sauce on the tongue as punishment and gets hauled off to jail because she's foolish enough to tape all of this stuff. Anyway, here's the story from the Dr. Phil show.
We've tried a lot of different things to punish the kids.
This is
Why
the mother.
Why did you lie to me?
We've tried timeouts with Kristoff.
If I have to yell at you again, you're going to get it.
That is a big joke. Spanking, we've learned, does not work with Kristoff. He'll turn and look at you like, is that all you've got? Is that all you're going to do to me? I have had him do jumping jacks before. It works for a little while until he's completely exhausted. When Kristoff lies, we put soap in his mouth.
Don't spit it!
It had no effect. So we went to hot sauce.
Open.
We've been having a lot of problems. It'll stay in the bathroom, so it's handy when we need it. When Kristoff gets a cold shower...
Get undressed right now.
I am at the end of my rope.
You are to do what you are told!
Nothing's gotten the results that I want.
Do you understand what I am telling you?
I want him to obey and listen and to understand the consequences of his choices.
You knew what would happen, right?
Nothing I've done has worked. I would definitely say that Kristoff is the biggest stress in my life.
So it's all about her.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got news for you, lady.
Yeah.
He's doing this just to make you mad.
Yeah.
He's trying anything he can to get this rise at you because he's starting to hate you.
Yep.
And
yep.
he wants you to be mad, mad, mad.
Yep. And this is all negative reinforcement instead of positive reinforcement.
Right. Yeah, this is going to do nobody any good. So what do you think? 800-510-8255.
Man, we've got a situation here.
You know, we'll get into
it right after the break.
This is all about people. You know, I don't know why they don't offer parenting courses.
They do.
They should. They make you go to driver's training.
No, they absolutely do. They absolutely do. Fairfax County, in Virginia, where I live, they have these courses where you can sign, and the county pays for it.
All right, so here's the thing that I sort of thought of as I'm reading through this and I'm looking at the story. The Tiger Mom thing that came up, what was it, a week or two ago when the Chinese president, President Hu, was here, and at the same time this woman who is an American citizen, born in China, raised in China, comes over here, goes to school, marries a prof, and lives here, writes this book about how she's raising her two children, and she's called the Tiger Mom. I forget what the exact title of the book is, but it's got Tiger Mother.
It's Tiger Mother.
Yeah, Tiger Mother.
Crouch. Yeah, Hidden Tiger, Crouching Mother.
So here's we have this these clashes. This is all part of, by the way, the Census Bureau today, or yesterday, released the final findings of the census taking of last year and shows the number of immigrants and folks who are not native-born Americans up 87% in the last 10 years. That is, the increase in the population comes from people coming in here, whether it's legal or illegal. And so a lot of these people who want to come here, you know, say what you will about America, everybody still wants to come here. It still is the best place, no matter how you slice it, pretty much, for all around living and achieving. So anyway, this woman is doing things that when the discussion takes place on television or radio or newspaper articles, there are people, authorities, looking into whether she's abusing her children. Hello, regardless of whether you agree or don't agree, whose business is it other than the families?
Yeah.
They're being abused. Why? Because they can't watch television? They're being abused because they can't play anything but the piano or the fiddle? They're being abused because their mother expects them to get A on their report card? Hello, I expect that from my kids. Didn't get it with my son, did all right with my daughter. Yeah, but did I take my son out back and whip him?
Nanny state.
Yeah, it is crazy. All of these things, there's a thread to every one of the stories that we've talked about in this hour. You know what it is. It's the government, the government, the government, the government, the government, and the news media filling you in. By the way, and this is, I'm off on a toot here now, and you know how I got cranked up earlier on. If you go to gooddayshow.com, we have put on there a link to Al Jazeera and the English version of their channel. You can see what's happening on the streets of Cairo live, and what you will see is not what you have written, not what you've seen reported. Yeah, there are lots of people there, and there are lots of disruptions to what's going on. But to listen to Anderson Cooper and some of these other goons yesterday, you'd think everybody had a gun and a knife and they were going to kill everybody on the street, which was the farthest thing from reality. So Anderson Cooper got punched out three or four times. That was the only thing CNN talked about all day yesterday. Poor Anderson Cooper got punched in the mouth.
Oh, jeez.
That's it. That was the whole coverage yesterday.
There are a lot of people who
CNN.
Want to do that to him.
Yeah.
Right. Not only in Egypt.
Go cover Disney World. It might be a little bit lighter story for you. You won't get punched in the head.
Kids are brutal.
It's true.
But if you cut the line at Space Mountain.
All right. So anyway, the reason I bring that up is because the news media is your enemy. What you get from the news media isn't the truth. And I'm not saying that I'm a fan of Al Jazeera. I just am happy to have
flying lawnmower.
Yeah. Sorry. I just am happy to have nice, very mature Rich.
I'm just
happy to be able to give you something that you can look at for yourself and figure it out without somebody interpreting or sifting through all of the stuff to tell you what they think is happening. You look at this and you see what's going on. So that's at gooddayshow.com. Along with our video of the day, and if you look at it right now, Virginia, Jennifer.
Yes.
Roberta, go look at this. If you never believed lawnmowers could fly.
I had to see this.
Richie's getting bored with all of the discussion about these issues, so he went to look at the video of the day today. It's a lawnmower developed by the Boeing company.
No, it's a Boeing engineer who
retired. Boeing engineer, yeah. Okay. Watch this. This is just. On for it takes off.
Wow.
Had you seen the whole thing before, Richie?
I haven't watched it.
Ah, this is amazing.
And it does flips.
Yeah. That's just like it's a runway, the same kind of controls that a little toy airplane, model airplane we run with, like the lawnmower. If you're in the way and the blade's running around, I think you better look out below.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, it's a great, great video. Lawnmowers can fly. Proof is there. Video of the day box at gooddayshow.com. Doug Steffen at 13 before the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-1454.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Restoring dignity to early morning radio. This is the Doug Steffen Show.
All right, we didn't actually have time to get a lot of calls in on the mother that put hot sauce on her son's tongue. Is jail appropriate? Would have been the question that I might have asked. What do you do to discipline your children? Do you ever do anything as wild as this, Roberta?
Absolutely not.
No.
That's torture. That's not discipline.
Yeah. Well, torture is eating your spaghetti. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
From New Mexico to Maine, a winter storm that may be gone, but not forgotten. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. There are 50 states in the U.S. 30 of the 50 states were hit with at least a part of this week's massive winter storm. And in terms of population, a third of all Americans are living someplace that felt the impact of this gigantic system. More than 6,000 flights were canceled yesterday after 6,000 were canceled the day before. Chicago blasted with about 2 feet of snow over 2 days, with many drivers abandoning their cars on highways. Here's one Midwest business owner saying it was a struggle to try to keep up with the snowfall.
I've shoveled snow 3 or 4 times today in front of my business, and every time you go out there, it's a couple more inches.
Meanwhile, parts of the Northeast, including the New York City area, dealing with ice and lots of it on the roads, the sidewalks, and scraping it off their cars.
It was about a quarter of an inch thick. Roads were pretty ugly.
And during the storm, the website for the National Weather Service actually went down. Too many hits.
We had 10 to 20 million hits per hour versus our average of 70 million hits per day. So this was impacting 30 states.
That's Laura Fergione at the National Weather Service. Even places such as Oklahoma and Texas dealing with this wicked winter weather. It's been no fun so far for those in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for Super Bowl week. More about that in a moment. And on the heels of this epic storm, we now have an Arctic cold front that will send many parts of the country into a deep freeze. Wind chills down to 25 below zero in Iowa and Wisconsin overnight. Chicago as much as 40 below. Yes, winter, it just keeps on coming. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
In the east, the storm is wrapped up, and for the northern mountains, it was all snow and a good amount of it. Some winds prevailed, so that did slow down some lifts a little bit. That means more powder stashes on Thursday, which is a welcome sign, leading into what should be a pretty amazing weekend. Waterville Valley in New Hampshire, all 52 runs riding strong thanks to the fresh powder. They picked up about 10 inches of new snow. Okemo moving on to 119 trails in Vermont with 5 peaks. They continue to go with over a foot of fresh snow that they picked up. Killington nearby, a foot of fresh snow themselves, 140 trails. That includes Devil's Fiddle, always a tough run. Jay Peak now with over 70 trails from 8 lifts. On to Colorado, where the fresh snow keeps falling at the Arapahoe Basin. 95 trails and every run wide open. Beaver Creek checking out about 1,800 acres. They picked up a touch of fresh snow yesterday. Keystone now at 135 trails with an inch of new snow. Winter Park moving on to a touch of fresh snow this week as well. 134 trails. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow gaining 2 points yesterday, finishing up at 12,042. S&P down 4. NASDAQ lost a point. Crude oil up 9 cents a barrel, closing at $90.86. In Egypt, although there was some calm at sunrise in Cairo, there are still rumblings from anti-government demonstrators who say they are more determined than ever to oust President Hosni Mubarak. In addition, pro-Mubarak supporters have been seen moving toward Tahrir Square, carrying knives and sticks, a U.S. national security official telling CNN last night the situation in Egypt could turn really ugly and that the next 24 to 48 hours will be critical. Well, we mentioned the weather, and in Texas, Super Bowl week has been frigid so far, forcing both teams, the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers, to practice at an indoor facility at a Dallas area high school. Green Bay Packers guard Josh Sitton says it doesn't matter.
Wherever we practice is wherever we practice. I mean, we can go out in the parking lot and practice if we had to, so it doesn't really matter.
And it shouldn't, since the cold in Texas right now is similar to what you'd find in Green Bay or Pittsburgh or any other cold weather location. Couple of closing notes. First of all, Happy New Year! Break out the noisemakers! Today is the Chinese New Year, and as you may know, each year is designated by one of 12 animals. This year happens to be the Year of the Rabbit. The largest celebration of the Chinese New Year outside of Asia is in San Francisco. Big parade to be held there today. Speaking of celebrations, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, the place to be yesterday, of course, on Groundhog Day. In case you missed it, Phil did not see his shadow, which thankfully means an early spring. But before the weather prediction, Phil, through his interpreter, Mike Johnson, had this to say as he came out of his hole.
He proclaimed, the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl!
Wait a minute. The Steelers are going to the Super Bowl? That's not a prediction. We already knew that. Considering Punxsutawney is just 84 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, shouldn't Phil have said the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl? Either Mike Johnson misinterpreted Phil, or the cold weather has really gotten to Phil. You know something? I think it's time that Groundhog Phil underwent a session with Dr. Phil. I'm just saying. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.